What is up, beautiful people? And welcome to episode 15 of Late with Nate. Now, I know what you're thinking. What's going on? I'm back on YouTube, y'all. Okay? I'm getting back in the swing of things. And don't worry, I'm still doing my podcast right on the side over here. So I'm recording my audio while I'm making the YouTube video. But here's the thing. I've built enough fan base on Anchor and Spotify where I have enough followers. So I'm like, you know what? Why don't you guys see my face? You know, you guys been hearing my voice since last year. And why not see my face? So, hey. Hey, everybody. And let's get it popping. For everybody who's new here, I have a podcast. I have a podcast called Late with Nate. I started it last year, and I'm on episode 15 as of right now. So that's why it's going to be a little random. You're wondering, like, what are the 14 episodes at? It's on my podcast, on Anchor and Spotify, and you can listen to my podcast on Spotify at Nate the Great 17. You'll find me. I'll be there. You can listen to all my randomness. I have random shit that I talk about. Politics, daily stuff, celebrities, self-respect, self-love, all that. Anything you can think of, I talk about it. But since I'm building up such a fan base on TikTok, Instagram, Spotify, Anchor, I thought, why not do this YouTube? Because if you know the OGs that know me, they know that I used to do YouTube like a decade ago. But to be fair, I did come out with a song like 3-4 years ago. So yeah. And I'll put everything in the links and blah 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 blah. So welcome to my channel, and welcome to Late with Nate. Okay, today I had some funny topics. Today I wanted to talk about DaBaby and his new song Sneaky Link, cause it didn't get what it was supposed to be giving, okay? It got a lot of boos when it should have got a lot of woos. And I just thought, with conclusion to his new song and how people fucking with it or not fucking with it, we talk about his reputation. Because it needs to be talked about. It needs, like, niggas like him got money and they got power and they got fame for now, but they won't have it forever. And, yeah. Let's get into it. And then, I also want to talk about Mike Tyson and Jake Paul going up against a 50 million expedition. Excuse me? Mike Tyson and Jake Paul? I'm sorry. There's no fucking question. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. If he takes a fucking dive, if Mike takes a dive for this person, okay, I'm gonna lose my shit. Because that nigga know he can fight. He is up there with Muhammad Ali. So what is wrong with you? Don't sell your soul and your reputation for a check. But first, let's get into DaBaby. Let's go back 2-3 years. I remember, if you guys follow B. Simone on Twitter and on Instagram,
you will know that she had a crush on the baby. She did. And she used to think he was cute with a smile, and he's short and adorable, blah 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 blah. But it is very true what they say. Most short people have tempers. And I think it's because they feel shorter than most people in the rest of the world, so they feel like they always gotta prove themselves. I'm just really disappointed because how he treated the mother of his child, calling her a side chick in front of his mother, and you know what I mean? Like his whole crew. You ain't find nothing wrong with that. And then she was like, "Nigga, you nutted in me just last night. So now I'm a side chick, now I'm trash." You know? I just think that's some bullshit. That was a good hit. I didn't want to waste it. My bad, y'all. Okay, so I just think that shit's basic. Like, you sat here and had a child with her. Okay, so what if she got attitude and she act like a bitch? You had a child with her and you are making public videos that are gonna last in the internet forever. And when your child grows up, he's gonna know that his father has no fucking respect for the mo his mother. He or she is gonna grow up, because I don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but either way, it's like, stop acting. Really? Sorry about that slurping. My babies are chilling with me tonight. I tried to do the show a little later, a little earlier, but it's cold outside, so they had to eat early today. Say hey, baby. Hi, boo. Say hey to the camera. Up there acting. Say hey to the camera. This is my baby, Footsie. We call him Footsie because, when we found him, one of his paws had been hurt, and I think one of his paws is broke, but it's a small, bit, you know what I mean? I got a little bit baby. And then we got Mickey. Come here, Mickey baby. Come on this side, fool. Don't knock my phone down. Come up here. Oh, hush. Come here, bitch. Then we got this big galoot. They both get jealous. He don't wanna hold on. I can you forget you can turn the camera. Then we got this baby. And hi, your booty. They love me to fucking pieces. I've never had dogs love me this much. I've always been an animal lover. Always. Literally, when I was growing up. Hold on, let me turn the camera back. When I was growing up, I literally had any pet you could think of. Dogs, cats, bunnies, rabbits, hamsters, snakes, birds, and a guinea pig. We had all that at the same time. And I'm gonna tell you something right now. That was like the best part of my childhood. I look back at it, and when I compare it to fulfillment, that was like the best part of my childhood, because it was something I really loved to do, and I was able to like take care of animals. I felt, you know, I felt good. But anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the baby. But anyway, back to them. Yeah, I just think it's really disrespectful to make public records and videos of this stuff and then, like, put it on the internet. And then your child is going to grow up. I mean, we all know how Kim feels about her video with Ray J. She already said it on, what was that? Not Jimmy Kimmel, but, Anderson Cooper, but you know what I mean. It's one of them. Andy something. And she was all like, you know, we'll talk about it when it comes. But I mean, you're not gonna have no type of remorse. Like, you're gonna have to look back at that video of you saying that you're the mother of your child is a side chick. You know what I mean? And I know it seems so small and significant, but it's like they clearly aren't going to be together. And it's going to be that, like, petty beef, co-parenting, if you will. Because it just seemed like a lot of drama behind the scenes. First of all, the way that his family was looking in that video, they was just letting him play his little game. You know, they was just really there for show to look like, oh, you know, she's so cray-cray and the whole family got to be here to protect him. He a grown man with guns. Didn't he shot and kill somebody? He murdered somebody. So I think he know how to defend himself against a woman. Okay? Let's just cut the bullshit. But it's just to make her look more crazy because she didn't want to leave and all that kind of stuff. Like, and she had her reasons for not leaving right then and there when the video was played. Because, of course, after the video was published and everything, she went about her business. But it's like, that shit is stupid to me. I wish a bitch would And his song is trash. I mean, first of all, that music video was like, what? What is that? Okay, I'm like, I keep reaching back here because I'm like, what am I sitting on? It was this. Y'all be like, is he digging in his butt? No, y'all, I'm not digging in my butt. I was trying to figure out what the fuck I was sitting on. Jesus, okay. I'm trying to make it look cute over here, but child. But yeah, I think he just got a lot going on, and it's just all about the money. Like, that's why I'm glad I'm old enough to not be like, over idealistic about celebrities anymore. Because, you know, like when you were a kid and you just over fantasize about them and you just think they are great and they do no wrong. But it's like, these are real people with real problems and real shit. You know, and if we knew them on a personal level, we'd be like, fuck that nigga. You know, but we too busy looking at them shirtless or looking at her titties through her shirt or looking at the fact that, you know, they got all this money and they showing it off and boobity 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 boob. But the bottom line is like, they people. They regular people just like you. So you need to look at them like that, you know, because I don't know. That's just real. That's real messy, in my opinion. And then he keeps trying to have his reputation of a hoe. You know, everybody playing this hoe role. And I mean, don't get me wrong. They making money, but at the cost of your character. And I know it seems lame now. Ha 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 ha. I just feel like you can be a hoe, but be respectful. You feel me? Like, if he didn't want to fuck with her no more, he ain't had to put her on blast like that. He could have said that off camera. You know, that's all I'm saying. I feel like he said that on camera to really show his ass and really show his ego. But it really just show you what kind of man he is. So, everybody want to talk about, oh, you a fag, or, oh, you a pussy because you don't do this or you don't do that. But do we really fuck with a murderer? Like, if somebody murdered a bunch of people, would you really feel safe around them? You know, because you know, oh, shit, they might get mad and try to shoot me and cover it up. Or flip the script or pay somebody off. You know what I mean? I feel like you should do things with purpose, not with ego and cockiness, because that don't lead to, that gets you caught up eventually. It always does. I don't know. Maybe he'll change, maybe he'll see his ways, maybe he'll get better. But I hate to see men like that, because it's like, they be the same ones that will criticize and judge other races, other cultures, other genders, and don't give a fuck because you making money. You know what I'm saying? You don't give a fuck because you a billionaire. You not broke no more, so you can say and do what you want. And I mean, maybe you can, but I feel like it all come with a price eventually, so watch what you do. And, that song, it's not cutting it. It's just not doing it. I don't even know why he thought to do that. And then right after he had that drama, like, not right after, that was kind of like last year, the end of last year. Right, actually, yeah, but still, like, come on. And that music video was hilarious because that girl, she literally was there for the fucking check. You can't tell me that girl was in that bed with the baby because she wanted to. She said, I'm going to get a check. I'm going to get the fuck off the bed. I'm going to go mind my motherfucking business. Everything is about money. That's why most people that have money aren't happy. I stay poor. Because I learn more and I stay humble, and I like that. I need to stay humble in life. That's why I don't ever want to get, like, I want to get more money, bitch. Don't get me wrong. But I don't ever want to be to a point where I'm sitting around here thinking I'm better than people. And you know what that means. You know how you feel. You know that celebrities feel like they're better than most people. They're never going to say it. But they feel like because they've worked and actually made it, they feel like they are. But it's like an unspoken thing. Like, you're not going to say that out loud. But come on. You do. You do. Because you feel a more superior power about yourself. You feel more dignified. You know what I'm saying? Because you got all this success, and other people just penny pinching their whole life and they die like that. So I definitely want to get my bread up more. But I never want to be in a position where I feel superior to people. Because, honey, we all in the same motherfucking cycle. That's why in my other episodes, you hear me talk about racism, where I feel like it's really just man-made mental disorder. Like, we literally just made it up to create chaos in the world that we live in. And it will further distract us to figuring out who we are, what we are, and like, what's the point of existence? What's this whole shebang? Because that's what I want to figure out. I don't know why it's so heavy on my heart nowadays, but ever since I finished college, I've been really like, what is life? The fuck is this shit? I don't want to just live to die. You know, that part is, that blissful ignorance is what's terrifying me. It's not understanding the cycle, it's just not knowing what is what in the middle of it. It's like, how we intelligent but still so dumb. Like, ugh, I hate it. So when I see stuff like that, I don't know. I'm glad I'm not that type of guy. Even as a gay man, I'm still not out here slinging a dinghy in there and being a hoe. Like, don't get me wrong now. If I had a body yaddy, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still got it. I still got a little something. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like, nah. I'm not showing my motherfucking body, bitch. No. Not yet, like that. But in all seriousness, I would definitely have an OnlyFans. I would definitely, but bitch, I would be single. And hold on. I think that thing just pressed it. I am so irritated. Hold on, hold on, hold on, y'all. I hate my phone. My bad, y'all. I pressed the remote by mistake. And we fucked that all up. Okay. So it's gonna be two videos put together because I don't know what the fuck that was. See, that was the universe trying to shut me up because it knew that I'm not getting no OnlyFans. I said, if, universe, if. God. So rude. Like, you can't even let a nigga dream. They literally cut my shit off. Because of this stupid little fucking remote. That's why I told y'all I knew I was sitting on something. I'm like, why do I feel like I'm sitting on something? Bitch, I'm sitting on all this. Now I know the podcast ain't gonna know what the fuck I'm talking about. But bitch, if you don't know, look at my YouTube. Because apparently I'm sitting on everything but dick. But whatever. because I am okay. But anyway, back to what the fuck I was saying. What the fuck was I talking about? Okay, I was talking about the baby, but he egotistic and he just an ass. Okay. But on all seriousness, I do hope that he realizes what he's doing and get his shit together. Okay, now onto Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Okay, just first and foremost, I'm just gonna cut to the bullshit. I'm tired of him beating up black people. If y'all niggas don't beat his ass, if somebody black don't knock him the fuck out, I'm gonna go insane. I'm gonna go to the gym and buff up more. Okay, we gonna get this. I mean, look, we toned, we good, but I can do better. Okay, I need to get these muscles up, get that together a little bit. But I'ma have to beat his ass because it's too many black people. And then not only, way back. Y'all remember that first dude, that first boxer, Nate something? Why he had my name? Why that nigga had my name? And then why? Why did he fall like that? Fall with his face on the ground. Just, bitch, really? Was you trying to suck his dick on the way down? Like, come on now. What kind of dive? What kind of check did you get? Because you must have got a lot of money to do that. That was embarrassing. It was so embarrassing that people made a meme of that shit. Like, people were laughing at him and he got his ass whooped by a YouTuber. Is nobody going to recognize that? He's a fucking YouTuber. And now he's a professional boxer knocking out niggas. Oh, shit. I had too much spit. See, I started talking about dick and I started all this saliva came in. Okay, Nate, get it together. You celibate, bitch. You celibate. Just accept it. See, now this ring light about to make me be looking at everything. I know my hair a mess, but that's how it's supposed to look. So don't judge it, because it's supposed to look just like this. Because I know people are going to be like, hey, you need to do your hair. Nope. I wanted it like this. I wanted the messy look, but I wanted the full messy look. So it's somewhat full and even in a way, but it's all over the place at the same time. Oop, hold on. Turn this fucking camera. Okay, but yeah. Come on now. That shit's stupid. Like, why the fuck is he just beating out everybody? But I will say this. I don't think that Nate boxer was in the right weight class as him. Because a lot of people were saying that. And my fucking lips is ashy too? Hold on. It's not cutting it. Drink your alkaline water, people. Alkaline water. Fuck all that tap water shit. That's the only thing I'm agree with the white people with. Alkaline water. Do it. But no, seriously.
Why?
Yeah, I just think that they need to, like, we already know wrestling is fake. Okay, we figured that out a long time ago. It's rigged. I mean, all that dancing, bitch, I think they did more ballet than wrestling. And those slaps were hilarious. I mean, now that I think about it, that was, I mean, they were perfect. Why do you think The Rock went from wrestling to acting? Because he had already been doing it for 10 years. Still ashy, bitch. Come on. But anyway, yeah. Okay, we good, we're But yeah, that's why he was able to go to acting right after wrestling, because you had already been doing it, doing all that dancing. And I mean, come on now. They know they were selling more of their muscles with them tight ass clothes. The women and the men, but I mean, Jesus Christ. I think that's what started the rudest of my gayness then. Just looking at all them muscles, just bulging. Because I'm telling you something now, I cannot look at wrestling the same. Like, I go to look at WWE now. And first of all, the original was WWF. Okay. WWF. All this E shit was like a decade ago. But that don't matter. That don't matter. Shit, now I forgot what I was about to say. I fucking forgot. But all I know is, oh, that's what I said. That's what I said. I can't look at wrestling the same. Yeah, I can't. Because when I was looking at wrestling as a kid, it was like, oh my God, go Undertaker, go Steve Austin, go Mankind, go The Rock, obviously. Hello. Do you smell The Rock is cooking? And then I try to do his. Why am I messing it up right now? Oh my God, forget it. I'm too high to do it. But y'all know his frown. The that I can't get my muscles to do it, so just fuck out of here. But yeah, like I used to be like, man, they used to kick ass. And I used to have a PS2, PS1. So I used to play all the time. And now when I look at the wrestling, yeah, I see him. But I see him in a different way nowadays. Still just as entertaining. This really keeps my attention. Yeah. And they know what they be doing nowadays with sexuality so, talked about. Please, they know they be selling sex. It be 5-year-olds in that audience, sir. But honey, y'all saw that video of that 8-year-old when old girl had came out with the numbers board, and she was like, "Oh my God, I look so skinny, bitch." No, I gotta bulk up. Get some meat on these titties, honey. Looks better when I keep my arms down. I'm just gonna keep my arms. I am not putting my arms up. Oh my God, twig. Shit, somebody let a skinny ass nigga. So why did I say that so deep? Never mind. Don't mind me. Bo-ba-da-bo-ba-da-boo-ba-da-boo. No. Okay, so the 8-year-old kid that was in the audience at the WWE, the girl came out with the number board. And she's got a really, really thin t-shirt on. And there's a bunch of water and she's getting sprayed as she comes out. And when I tell you this kid was like waving his shirt around and screaming. It's y'all will know what I'm talking about. I might have to pull it out. I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna do y'all didn't hear that. Okay. Y'all didn't hear that. That was my neck. And yes, I cracked like a motherfucking skeleton. Okay. You wanna take my bones and trade? Okay, that's what I thought. But I know people on my podcast gonna be like, "What the fuck is he talking about? Why is it so random today?" I don't know. This ring light is giving me. It's giving me life, bitch. I like it a lot. A lot, a lot. Oh my God, I like it a lot. Speaking of, I like it a lot. Jim Carrey is 60. Oh my goodness. Please protect that man at all costs. Keep him safe. Send him good energies. We already lost Betty White and Diane Carroll and City and Sydney. When we lose James Earl Jones, I'm gonna lose my shit. But I think that the world is gonna protect him for a very long time because not he has represented all cultures in doing just two scenes. The Lion King and Star Wars. Okay? It don't matter if you white, black, Indian. You fuck with the Lion King and you fuck with Star Wars or one or the other. You feel me? And I did not know that he was behind Darth Vader and he was. And I'm just like, do you know how much money he make off that? The Lion King and Star Wars alone is probably in the billions. Like he wouldn't even have to do any more work just off that. And yet he's done millions of shit. And I just realized that man is 91 years old. I just realized that. So, goddamn, my hair is getting long. I can't even see my other eye. But, yes. I think that's why, honestly, I'm starting to, appreciate life more. I've always been really cautious and careful and always like, you better not. You better be wise about that decision. You better be careful. You know, it's always been like that behind everything. And I think the older I get, you know, we need to appreciate the ones we love and make peace with the ones we can't. Because life is too long and life is too short, all at the same time. To be wasting time on negative bullshit. Y'all ever had these crystals? It's called pub style. I got these at Aldi's, and they are literally so good. It's got garlic and onion. It's just enough flavor for the pretzel to have a little something something. Because, you know, a pretzel really don't have no flavor to it. It's a way for me to cheat and still be healthy at the same time. Like, I don't feel like showing it right now. But y'all know what vegan chicken nuggets look like. I be putting hot sauce on that shit like Beyonce. We have 40 minutes. I don't even realize how that just went by that fast, but it did. I hope y'all being safe. Like, I had white people lips right there. Oh, look, 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 look. Kylie has a child. Kylie now. All right, that's mean. Whatever makes her happy. For real, though, because it's really not that serious, because black people be getting that shit in injections, too. So why are you trying to make this a white people thing? Like, are you trying to, like, black people try to look like more enhanced black people. So, shut up. Everybody changing their bodies because people said they was ugly. Well, guess what? I'm all it is. I'm not showing y'all the bottom part. Because I don't want this to be a sex thing. But y'all get the point. Like, a nigga flawed. A nigga got imperfections. You know what I mean? And I'm not changing my body around. Like, health-wise. Physically-wise. Yeah, but don't hurt yourself trying to make somebody else happy, because it's never gonna work. Like, you gotta be happy for you. I want them to have water in the house because it's cold outside and I know they're not drinking no water. They just so fucking loud. You good? Don't come on this side, baby. Come on the other side. Yeah, come on the other side. Don't worry, y'all, I'm about to sit back. Okay. But it looks like a profile picture. Hey, baby. Oh, hush. Don't y'all start. But okay, what did I talk about? I think I just talked about everything. So, podcast, that's why we paused for a second. Because I think I just talked about everything. I talked about the baby. I talked about my next episode. I was going to put it in this episode, but I really don't want to cram it. Because I know I'm going to ramble on to other things when I talk about it. But next episode, and I'll probably make it tomorrow. Would y'all hush? All that growling. Cause y'all know better. Don't huff. Huffing at me. Child. You wanna get smacked? It's that one right there. This one. That one being good most of the time. This one, bad. But he got a good heart though. He really do. But you about to bust you up. But yeah, next episode I'm going to talk about different type of gays, honey. Cause I think it's just a thing of it's a lot. What I've realized is that just like being straight and having to figure out what kind of man you want or what type of girl you want. It's the same thing in the gay community. Because it'd be a lot. So I just want to break down a lot of different stereotypes, give you my preference on things, my opinions on things, you know how it be, random shit. But I'm not going to cram it all into like 12 minutes because it's not going to be enough time. How are you? Oh my God. He's good, y'all. I don't have to brush my teeth in the morning. But that's how I'm drinking my alkaline water. I need to go to the store and buy me some more salmon. I am pescatarian, y'all. So, I'm not completely vegan. I cannot give up cheese. And I cannot give up yogurt. I love yogurt because I love fruit and vegetables. So I love putting it in. I love making smoothies. Oh my God, you make a smoothie, put some fruit in there. Oh my God. And then, you make a smoothie and put some yogurt in there. Oh my God.
I'm so pretty.
But yeah, this will be episode 15. This will just be random shit today because I kind of talked a lot about everything. I talked about James Earl Jones. I talked about Jim Carrey. I talked about DaBaby. I talked about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. I talked about some other stuff that I don't fucking remember. Do I look high enough? I mean, do I? Like, do my eyes look high? I know what I'm doing look high, but do my eyes look high? Ooh, did I just make myself cry fast?
Up better.
Okay, I apologize for my podcast because y'all gonna be hearing a lot of dead silence of me just soft toning, but deal with it. Okay, I'm really gonna have to put on some chapstick. I'm actually. Where is it at? Hold on. I'm about to give you some motherfucking chips. Oh, actually, what am I talking about? I got some right here. Don't mind why I have it, but. If you know, you know. I love a hug about a Vaseline. Put on these lips, honey. Cause too ashy. You know I'm high because I put the Vaseline over food that was on my lips. And now I can feel it in the Vaseline, and that's really irritating. That's so good. I'm not that gay. And that was another stereotype that I want to talk about. Not being as gay as you may seem. Meaning, I may be emotional, but I'm not as feminine as I am emotional. You see what I mean? Like, I am emotional, but I'm not as feminine as I am emotional. And that was another thing that I wanted to tap into because sometimes people put that together and that really puts people at. See, now my lips look much better. Yeah, see, that's much better. That was a disaster. I don't know what the fuck that was. Hey, bitch, get out of me. I should be a fucking model though, for real. If some model agency see me, like, for real, hit me up. Like, don't be giving me that little cheap shit. I don't want that little put you in the back, give you the cheapest amount type shit. But, you know, if you're doing something positive, something dealing with, like, motivation, if it's something with disabled, I would love to be an advocate for it because I feel like I just need to put myself out there, but I need to be seen first. And honestly, I don't go outside, so that'd be the main problem. Like, most people who network, they go outside, they have friends. That's not my story.
Yet, and that's how you stay positive, bitch. That's how you keep those affirmations up. Okay? Stay positive and look at the glass half in full. Full. And not empty. Yeah, get into it. I'll get into it. No. Okay, we got like 5 more minutes on my podcast. And luckily, I didn't have the heat on, so my sound should pick up much better. Because I got me, I can't show you everything because honestly, this is what you're supposed to be looking at. You're supposed to be looking at this body, and you're supposed to be looking at that background. You can see the couch, but you can't see nothing else. Because that is what the set is about, honey. It's about the illusion of this. Illusion of me. Because it's real. Oh my God, my hands is ashy. Where put your McCullough at? Why am I noticing everything right now? The bad thing is I've been ashy this whole time. So yeah, I'm really gonna beat myself up about it later. But it is what it is. Forget it. Then y'all gotta see my ashy elbow. I know that just was in the motherfucking. I know it was in there. 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 This is horrible. I'm just rambling. I'm trying to finish out the hour because that's how much each of my podcasts can go up to. So I try to give everybody the maximum. Because that's what people deserve. They deserve the best. And I try to do the best because, after all, I am Nate the Great. If you do not know. And now you do. And I get to say my little cute little outro on here. I start with beautiful people when I start my intro. For the new people that are coming in, because I'm going to be starting at episode 15, and you're not going to know everything. I say beautiful people for a very reason. So everybody knows why I do what I say, and why I say what I do. I say beautiful people because I feel like we're beautiful people, we're beautiful souls. But I feel like saying beautiful souls can come off as creepy, and you might not always agree with that type of term, so it might scare you off. But saying beautiful people, everybody can agree to that word. And then I start off with my little saying, which I will say in a bit, but I still got about a minute and a half, so we're gonna wrap this shit out. Don't look at my bony. I used to get made fun of for everybody being able to see my rib cage. And now everybody's trying to be skinny. It's crazy. I do need to put a little bit more weight on, but all I eat is fruit. I really do. Like, I really do. And yes, for those people who do not know, I am part Cuban. So that is why my hair can twirl up like this. And I actually love it. And we are up at 30 seconds. So I just want to close out by saying, if no one has told you today, I love you. And I appreciate everybody watching and listening to episode 15 of Late with Nate and my random shit. Peace, love, light. Good night.